The following program is brought to you in living color.
I just don't understand what is wrong with you two. What is the joy that this stuff possibly brings you?
It's just...
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's not fun. You two have demons you're trying to compensate for.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape. Now, here's the host of The Wine Crush, the woman selected best wine show host within earshot, Laura Lawson.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our, thank God it's already stomped on and in a bottle, I desperately need it grape.
You better believe it.
Yes, absolutely.
Need it now.
That's it. It was funny. I was talking with someone in the hall briefly, and we were discussing about the stress that mm-hmm. is December.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, we talk about, you know, the man in the red clothes, you know, coming to visit. And really, the only thing I'm interested in is the one with the red nose. You know why?
Why?
Because the one with the red nose knows where the wine is.
That's it. Yeah. Find that guy and you're in business.
You can keep the red suit all you want to. I'm finding the red nose.
So I went up the street a while ago. I'm going to get a sandwich before we tape today. And I thought, yeah, I'll be gone 10 minutes. I'll just eat it here in the control room. No. Got in the wrong lane, so I thought, well, while I'm over here, instead of going to this place, I'll go up to Chick-fil-A. Got stuck in the longest line. Now, folks, you don't know. We tape this show mid-afternoon. I mean, this is like 3:15 in the afternoon we are taping right now. Why are so many people just now having lunch?
No. See, you're forgetting the magic piece of this.
What?
It goes back to how I opened this show. Uh-huh. Would you care to explain exactly what that Chick-fil-A sits in front of?
The big mall.
Yeah.
That's it. So there are people just escaping the mall, and they're going over to the Chick-fil-A.
Because it's that time of year. Because they are what? They are holiday and Christmas shopping.
Mm.
And actually, it's great that you had that experience because that's what today's show is mostly going to be about. I am on the ball this year. I'm going to be ahead of the curve. We're going to talk about creative gift giving for the holiday season.
Good.
Hey, this year I'm taking a different tact. And for the rest of you, you just count your blessings. We have a great guest today. We have the one and only Sophie Gallo. Absolutely amazing woman. She's a renowned food and wine critic. She is definitely a restaurant critic people just tremble at the thought of. She's been a celebrity judge on just about every major cooking chef show that's out there. And she is joining us today to talk about gift giving and to help us get through the holidays. So in other words, you have an expert, rational person that you get to listen to today.
Very
besides
good.
Me.
Very good.
So that will be a blessing. But no, sorry about your trauma. Again, December, we just make it too difficult. We make it too hard on ourselves. We don't get to enjoy the season. And that is something that makes me crazy. And
that's what we do to ourselves, though. We should not do this.
Well, I'm here to provide alternative solutions.
Because
I really have put some thought into gift giving this year, simply because I don't know if it was the weather. I don't know if the fact that most of us had very mild fall seasons. You know, I think this will be the first Arctic blast truly coming through. But when it's 70 degrees on Thanksgiving, it doesn't click with me that I need to be putting up holiday decorations.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I know everyone's listening about wine, but I wonder if anyone else has the unique experience of trying to find an electrician the first weekend of December.
Why'd you need one?
By the time I got done being in the holiday spirits, apparently my breakers can't handle my lights. And I swear,
too many lights.
I swear I do not look like something out of Christmas Vacation. I do not look like a Chevy Chase house.
Did you up the number of lights this year?
I don't think I did anything differently. I really don't. But if you plug in one in certain areas of the house, if you plug in different lights in certain areas, the other part of the house goes out. So I'm sure an electrician is just going to have a field day with
lovely,
me.
Lovely.
So 'tis the season. 'Tis the season all the way around. All right. So To make your lives easier, look, every year I have my standard recommendations. And I will go ahead and let me just go ahead and get these off my chest. Because for those of us who are in a hurry, these are the best gifts you can give. One, champagne. And two, port. I have said this on air for 10 years. I will continue to say this for 10 years. I will. I promise you. Because this is the time of year for those of you who aren't. All right, let me go ahead. Let me address the males that listen to the Wine Crush. Go buy a case of Tattinger. Go buy a case of Coppola Sophia. Go buy a case of Nicholas Foyot. It has a great gold pretty sleeve. It even looks decorated already. Go buy a case of one of those three wines. Or go buy a mixed case of Taylor 10-Year Port. Actually, I think it's Taylor this year that has the cool crafted bottle-looking port. And just put them in your garage. All you have to do is tie a little bow, put a card on it, and you're done. There you go, men. There's your holiday shopping. It's finished. It's over with. Now, for the rest of us who like to have that wonderful idea that we're putting together these wonderful, thoughtful, considerate gifts, I'm going to try and help you cheat your way through it. Because ultimately, that's what I'm doing this year. I looked around at what I had going on, and we've gone over gifts this year. There have been some great decanters out there. There have been some great wine stoppers. Your close friends, obviously, never forget the wine condoms. They will always do well.
Please explain those again, just for people who are tuning in. I don't want anybody getting the wrong idea.
Oh, my God, these would be great stocking stuffers. All right, for those of you who have not caught this yet, the wine condom out this year. It literally is a foil packet. You open up the foil packet, and you roll the plastic rubber down top of the bottle. It actually fits all wine bottles. It has a great seal. And for those of you who are, well, I don't know, either well-trained or delirious enough not to finish the bottle of wine when you open it, this is an airtight seal that will hold it for a couple days. It's cheap, it's inexpensive, and it's portable. What more could you ask
for? Well, there you go.
That, and of course, and the discourse and the discussion that you can get into is just mind-boggling. Not to mention, you know what? I'm going to have to go out and get a whole box of these just for Kent, just so I can wrap them up at the Christmas party and have him open it up and just see what the people around him do.
I would welcome those.
Yes,
my daughter's home now, and I found out she's a Chardonnay girl. So
that is good to know. Chances are, judging from your daughter and her age, that she chances won't need the wine condom. Other condoms, maybe.
True.
Wine condom, no, not so much. There we go. I have given
you.
Kent enough to be quiet for
now
the rest of the day.
Now I need more wine.
I think that's what got you in this mess to begin with. Okay, so when you're planning your gifts, our whole point, now I'm going to go to a few facts and statistics here. A whole bunch of IRI data came over the Business Wire today. And what this is, essentially, it's a company that puts together, does surveys, and pays attention to what people buy, why they buy it, and how they buy it. This is the platform that most of, whether it's your retailers, your mega marts, your box stores, your wineries, your wholesalers, restaurants, everybody in the restaurant business pays attention. When IRI says, hey, this is what's going on, everybody listens. So here's what they've come back with. You ready for this? 76% of people drink at home. Okay. I would have guessed that number would be lower, that more people drink out, but 76% of the people drink at home. 60% of the people who decide that they are going to go shopping for a beverage to drink at home, they absolutely know what they want until they get to the store. Then 21% of that 60% change. So basically, you're dealing with, let's do the quick math, 39% of the people change their mind when they go to the store based on what they were going to buy.
Does it break down what changes their mind?
Not particularly. It goes into
it
in depth. I'll be happy to put the link to the article on the website so people can, hey, your analytic geeks out there that really want to get into this, by all means, it's an interesting read. You can find it. I think it came out on the Business Wire. So 39% of the people who are out there shopping, even though they thought they knew what they wanted, they changed their mind. I wanted to throw out the fact, well, the last time I checked, that's why we call it shopping instead of buying. Because you go to shop, something's going to change your mind, whether it's price, whether it's label, whether it's sales, whether it's tasting. Something can influence that change. Now, in conjunction with this, when you're looking at the different generations that are being able to partake in wine, Millennials are in it for the bang for the buck. Whether it's higher alcohol, whether it's better quality, they want to know they've gotten, quote unquote, the bang for their buck. Boomers go out and they shop on price. Generation X is still that lost generation. It's in the middle of both. Generation X, yes, all of us, no one really cares about us, even though it's interesting. We're 22% of the buying population. Anyway, Generation X is a mix of both. But even though the three generations that are considered the alcohol consumers, the ones who are going out shopping, buying, whatever word you want to use, is that of this whole mix, 70% consider drinking to be a social situation. So, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you, the poor person who is out there in that mall at 3:30? By the way, in a midweek, must be nice to be able to go to a mall 3:30 at midweek, and trying to find that perfect gift for the wine lover in your life. That means that the best thing you can do for them is to give them an opportunity for social interaction. And that's what we're going to foster and create all of our gifts for you around. So we're going to take a quick break right here. When we return, I'm going to start listing out four great, beautiful ideas on how you want to break down and put your boxes together and give a gift for this year.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back for more of The Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Okay, before the break, I promised you thoughtful and creative ideas on what to do for Christmas. Now, all of these follow a same vein, but I really do think these are things that I would love to see.
Just your things.
Well, not necessarily my things, but they're along a common theme.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the whole point is to encourage people to interact with one another. Whether it's millennial, whether it's Generation X, or whether it's baby boomer, everybody wants to interact.
And we really don't do that enough.
In all fairness, we don't. When we do, it's in forced situations. Like as I'm looking around the studio now, apparently there was a forced holiday situation because there are broken Christmas cookies and broken animal crackers.
Really?
Everywhere.
Really?
So my guess is people were forced to sit here and they were just playing with their food just to, you know, pretend they were being social. So, all right, here's your first idea. I want you to go and I want you to get a box. I'm going to go ahead and tell you now. Every single one of these idea is going to involve a box. Plain, I don't know. You can get them from your local retailers.
Shoe box or something? Do.
Actually, a shoe box will work great.
All right.
Absolutely perfect, as long as a bottle of wine will fit in it. Now, since everyone likes to be social, everyone likes to do something, here's your first idea. Get your box, put tissue paper in the bottom, and then go pick out a good bottle of wine. Now, when I say go pick out a good bottle of wine, pick out a bottle of wine you like. Mm-hmm. Do not try and guess. Do not get out a dartboard. Do not start wondering what someone else is going to want to drink. You pick out something you're comfortable with. Make it reflective of your taste. Then for those of you who like to spend a little extra money, we have a bottle of wine. Doesn't matter if it's $5, $10, $15, $25, $50. I want you to get a gift card to a restaurant. I want you to go ahead, whether it's Olive Garden, Carrabba's, Ruth Chris, Capital Grill, whatever denomination you want it to be. You have the bottle of wine, you have a gift card, and then on there, take your time, get a piece of paper, and write four different dates in 2017. January 7th, January 20th.
You're talking specific dates.
Four very specific dates.
Very specific, all right.
Put a little box next to it, and at the top, check the date when we have a date.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So what you have just done is you have put an evening out together. Now, this can be for girlfriends, boyfriends. It can be for coworkers. It can be for your girlfriends. It can be for people you haven't seen in a while. But this does three things. One, it takes care of the gift fairly inexpensively. Two, it gives you something to look forward to next year.
Do this only with close friends.
No, don't do it with close friends. Look,
everybody else will say, okay, I've got a social obligation now.
That's the whole point. If there's someone that you continually say, oh my God, we have to get together for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to catch up. I'll go ahead and fess up. Wound up, there's someone who graduated high school with me that has moved within 7 miles of where I live. For exactly 1 year, we keep saying through email, God, we got to catch up and have a drink.
Lunch.
We need to go to lunch. We need to do something. a year we have planned this back and forth. I'm embarrassed to admit that a good friend had passed away, so we finally decided, hey, you know, apparently we're not getting any younger. Let's go ahead and have that cocktail. And I had a great time. But yet it was that obligation that every single one of us have. Yeah, let's get together. This way, if you give a gift along these lines, number one, if they're on your list to give a gift to, you need to be doing something more than just giving them a gift every Christmas. But two, this way, you have something to look forward to. You plan for it. So one, it's personal because you put the dates in there that you can actually get together, have a drink, and make them commit to it. Two, you've taken care of the whole gift concept. Mm-hmm. And three, even if it falls apart, that person can take your gift card and the bottle of wine, go have dinner somewhere else, and who knows,
exactly,
maybe they'll talk
right
to you while you're there.
Yeah,
all right.
And you've shown you care.
You've shown you care. The second one is along the same veins, but this is for your close friends, Kent. This is one more along those lines.
All right.
Again, let's go back to the fact that everyone likes to get together. Everyone likes to be social. I personally hate Christmas because I get all these great gifts together, and there have been times where I've had to leave them on people's desk. There have been times I've had to mail them because my schedule is too busy to get together and truly enjoy the person I'm gifting. So, again, this it does require you to plan ahead. Get a box, same said box. Put a bottle of wine in it, but I want you to get a brown bag from a grocery store and put that in the box. And this time, get a gift card to one of your local wine sellers, whether it's from a specialty wine shop, whether it's from a mega mart, whether it's from a grocery store, a local retailer. You put that gift card in there. Then you do the same thing. Put this all together. We're going to celebrate after the season and do a brown bag tasting.
Hmm.
This way, you pick a date, you have all these people over to your house, they already have the wine selected, it's already paid for, it's already taken care of. That way, you do a brown bag wine tasting, you get to try new wines, you get to see the people you didn't get to socialize with, and again, you've given a personal and thoughtful gift for the holidays.
Good idea.
And again, we get to plan ahead to celebrate. And let's face facts, we all don't have enough time in December as we'd like to catch up with our friends. And I know that I am more looking forward to sitting down and doing this brown bag tasting, which, by the way, I have picked for January 17th at my house, than I am of actually getting through the holiday season. Because this takes the pressure off you. It takes the pressure off them. And really, this way you can celebrate the season. All right, the third and final thing. Here's the thing for those of you that have your bosses. Go ahead, go out. For those of you who don't want to take my champagne or port recommendation, just buy a bottle of wine, butter, or liquor. Go ahead and tie this card to it. Best card I saw last year. Handwritten, quote, "You drove me to drink, so I thought I would return the favor."
Very nice.
Merry Christmas,
very
happy
nice
holidays.
It's good for ex-spouses.
So there you go. There's your three personalized gift ideas that don't require you to go to the mall, don't require you to stand in line, and it makes you look like you're thoughtful, considerate people. All right, we've got the expert joining us on your gift giving, Miss Sophie Gaio, right after this.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a
football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
We missed you. Now it's more of the Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. Okay, you have put up with my homemade, homespun, creative gift ideas for your holiday shopping, but now it's time to defer to an expert. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Miss Sophie Gayo here to the Wine Crush. Sophie, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hello, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
Good, good, good.
Well, it is obviously great.
Not ready to drink yet. It's a little too early, but maybe after that we will want to be drinking.
Well, we do have a policy around here in December that we believe in defensive drinking around here. So it's never too early to pull a cork. So if you just feel the need during the show, by all means, please pull a cork. We will tell nobody, we swear.
Okay, maybe you'll hear the pop then in the middle of the show.
Hey, that means you're drinking well. That means you're pouring champagne, and that means you better be sharing.
No, champagne. I don't pour champagne. When opening the cork, I use my zipper to open champagne, so you'll never hear me popping a bottle of champagne. You'll hear my zipper going against the glass, and boom, the top. Don't ever think I'm going to pop a bottle of champagne cork. This is not going to happen. It's not permitted in my house. It's my source.
I like it. Absolutely love it. All right. Well, for our listeners who aren't as edified as I am, who is Sophie Gayo, and what is it that you have to import into the wine world and the restaurant world? Because you are absolutely renowned in everything that you do.
Well, thank you for saying that. So Sophie Gayo is, just continuing the work that my father started back in 1969 in France, actually creating restaurant reviews. They were, other guys that won't set a name on the show. And it was just kind of a more fun book with some ratings. And then my father and his partner came up with doing reviews. And there were reviews in the magazine, so that magazine, you need to put pictures of the chef, of the restaurants, of food, and that's how we started the whole, you know, restaurant scene with, they started the whole restaurant scene with, you know, knowing the chef face and the food in the restaurant. So from, of course, from restaurants, then the magazine, we got so much stuff in the magazine information that they started doing a guide for France in 1972, and it just expanded, and now we're still here in business. And as you can imagine, food calls for wine, so then wine came up, you know, comes, you know, drinking wine and tell people what to drink and what to pair with and how to drink it and which one to buy and which one not to buy and, you know, what's the buck for your money and everything. So that's how we're, you know, and then, of course, on the site, which now it's only used to be print and now it's only internet, it's the 20th century, you know, there, gayot.com, G-A-Y-O-T.com, you'll find more than just wine and or restaurant and wine. You'll find hotels, you'll find some great movie list and some, you know, it's the season now. We have a great gift list. And of course, we were talking about champagne. There's a major champagne section and spirits and cars and spas. So you can be busy looking at the site.
I like it. And I hope everyone else does, and certainly definitely check it out. All right. So what we're doing today is we are trying to help all of our listeners get in the spirit of Christmas, get in the spirit of holidays, and to figure out what kind of gifts are the best wine gifts or the best gift for wine lovers. And it seems to me that you've got some amazing ideas on that.
Well, there's a few things. First of all, what you need to buy the wine, so that's not a gift. Well, we didn't put the, you know, buying the wine in the gift section. So you need to transport your wine, right? When you get it from the store, hopefully you didn't get it online. So you need to transport. So we got four transportation items, and that even includes one into on a bike rack.
On a bike rack?
So,
oh,
yeah,
that's perfect.
It's a bicycle wine rack. Then we got, you know, there's a, if you're going to go picnic with your wine, well, maybe it's not the perfect season for that, but then you're doing a gift for the nice season. We got two very nice picnic baskets that includes wine, you know, with wine holder and openers and a few gadgets that goes along with wine. And we got a luxury transport your bottle into a leather case. It's a San Francisco based company. They do leather, and they can do any kind of leather, and then, you know, put your name on it. So that's the one you like. And then those transportation items, they rank into, you know, different prices, and so they go from 34 to 58. And then of course the leather one could be customized, so it can go to a different, you know.
Now, see, that's brilliant. That gets you off the hook, too. Something I was advocating was putting the personal touch into the wine gifts, whether it was involving being able to meet later in the year or actually meet in 2017. But something like this, if you had the time right now, you could have it monogrammed with your wine lover's initials. And something like that would be very, very appreciated. I can speak this. I would love for all my stuff to have had my initials on it because people just keep walking off with it. So that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, and then of course that's when you keep, and then you keep for yourself. So it's your own present to yourself, or you know, for your friends. So now then you got the wine, right? You have it home. You need to store the wine. So there's many different wine coolers, and we have the one we have on the side is a dual door, double zone thermoelectric wine cooler. You know, and then so the prices, depending on the size, you know, they range. You know, there's endless prices. And then we got this luxurious corkscrew. It is just a regular one. It's not an electrical one. It's not one with, you know, some complicated one. It's just the regular one we're used to seeing everywhere. And it's the top of the line because that one runs for $195. So it's a very expensive one. It's French. It's specially designed. And it makes it very easy to open. You don't break the cork. When the cork is long, it just it minimizes the damage to the cork, and then you guarantee you'll open your bottle properly.
Now, see, so that's something that needs to be, we need to find a way to monogram that, because while it's difficult for people to walk up with our wine bags, people are going to walk off my wine tool. I'm going to get very upset if someone walks off of my $200 wine tool.
Oh, that one you want to keep. Yes. You do want to, so find a way to monogram that. I didn't check that if the company who sells them does it, but I'm sure at that price they do it. And it comes from France, and it's from the capital of Cutlery, so it's the top of the line of their just a regular corkscrew. Then you open the bottle, you need to decant the bottle. So either you do a decanter, but we have two what we call aerators, and that will decant the wine faster than just a regular decanter. So that's also not too expensive, and that's also a little gadget. And then, I mean, the connoisseur of wine will never drink a wine out of the bottle. That does not happen. So,
well, see, this is absolutely amazing, because even though we have to take a small break right here, you've given us the touchstones. You've given us how to carry our wine, how to store our wine, how to open our wine, and how to decant the wine. So right now we're going to take a break so we can drink some wine. And after we get back from these commercials, we will pick up right here where we left off.
Okay, great.
All right.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5735. That's 1-800-829-5735. Again, 1-800-829-5735.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
Welcome back to The Catch Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Here we are again. It's The Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. We are getting great gift ideas from the one and only Sophie Gayo here on the Wine Crush today. All right, Sophie, are you still with us?
I'm still here. I didn't drink enough, so I can still talk to you on the phone.
Oh, well, no offense, but I figure you and I have been doing this long enough. We're professionals. We can kill a bottle or two and still have a conversation, so we should be all right.
Yes, all right.
So, obviously, you have some great gift ideas. It's tied in well with the Gayo website, which for our listeners, GAYOT.com. But now I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. You are literally a worldwide traveler. You have seen it all. You have done it all, whether it's from wine regions. You spend your time in L.A., Paris, France, everywhere. Now, being the wine expert and the foodie that you are, what do you want for Christmas? If I were in a situation where, Sophie, you and I were best friends and I had to send you something, in the great, great world of wine, what would be a touching or a great gift for someone to give you?
Oh, in the wine world. It will probably be a bottle of, I'm sorry to say that, but cheap, because I'm right now we're in the U.S., but it would have to be a French wine, and it would have to be it would have to be somewhere from Bordeaux in those, you know, nice years of 1961 or you know, something along those. You're asking me, okay? You didn't give me a price range. You didn't give me a date.
So I love
Bordeaux, somewhere in 1961 would be just perfect. Or you know, a nice Chateau de Cam with, of course, there are better years than others with, I can do with my drink with my foie gras.
I knew I was going to absolutely love you. You are definitely after my heart all the way around. Saying that everybody, and what you have done and the gifts y'all are putting together, here's what I like about it. Because I think one thing that we do, particularly here in the United States, I don't know if you see it as much over on the continent or not, is that we spend too much time and effort not worrying about what's in the bottle, what's in the glass, or I'm sorry, we worry too much about in the bottle and glass and not appreciate the people we're drinking with. This is why I love all of the gifts that are on your website, because you have to carry them. You have to actually carry the wine to see someone else. You give someone a place to store it. You teach people how to open it. You give it decanting. Hopefully you're going to share that bottle. I just think that all these things we can put together to create moments where people actually engage.
You're not done with the moments, because there's the drinking part.
All right. I knew I could count on you.
You're not drinking out of the bottle. You're drinking out of a glass, right?
Well, most days. There are days where I have been known to drink out of the bottle.
Yeah, so glasses are very important. And, you know, and there's different type of glasses for different type of wines. And the better the glass or it's like having a nice present and then you have the wrong wrapping, you're losing the effect. And then the glass is very important, because it's also the surface, the way the glass is open to the air, the surface of wine that, you know, touching the air, and then how you know, the surface at the where the wine is, and there's a different surface where the air comes in the glass. So that's also makes a big difference. The glass, you can't drink a Burgundy into a Bordeaux glass. That's just impossible. And you know, you're not going to drink champagne. It has to be a champagne glass. So the steamware is very important. And then that bottle of 1951 or that Chateau de Cam 1845, which there was used to be one in a restaurant in LA, and it was $127. And I do have the picture of that bottle that I hold in my hand. If you are at a party, you don't want to mix up the glasses. Remember, you want to put the initial on the corkscrew. You also, we have a little gimmick here of a marker that writes on glasses and on dishware, and it's chemically fine. It's food ink, and so you can and it just goes away when you wash it. So that's also one thing, a little touch. You just mark your glasses when you're at your party, so you know which glass is your glass. You put it down, you took, and then oh, where's my glass? And you don't know which one it is. So that's a little thing, and then once you've drunk the wine, well, if you didn't drink the entire bottle, you have to make sure you conserve that really nice bottle of wine so you can use, there's some, you know, wine system, and then we have one on the site, and that will keep the wine. It's a very upscale corkscrew. You just put it in, and there's a gas, and then it just conserves the wine, and they have that in restaurants. So if you have a very nice bottle of wine, you're not going to drink the entire, you need to have one of those also. So that's, and then that's kind of a full circle of your wine drinking experience with our gift section.
It definitely is full circle all the way around. Now all we need you to do is put a little box together for the morning after. If you decided not to have leftover wine, then that way you could have your little box after with some aspirin and some water, and we'd have it totally taken care of.
Well, but if you drink good wine, you might not get that headache.
Well, actually, it's just the opposite. If I find myself drinking good wine, I tend to drink more and get myself in trouble. Hey, I want to go back to this gift y'all have on your website, because if this works, this will be one of the neatest things we have seen this year. You know, everybody at one point or the other, whether it was taking your earring off and snapping it on stemware, I lost more earrings than I can count that way.
Oh, that's what you used to do?
I did. I mean, that's how all of us started. Unfortunately, I'm dating myself. But yes, that's how we always knew what our glass was, at least for the women, because our earring was hooked to it. But
Right. Actually
having a marker that would write on crystal, write on glassware, and not come off, that to me is brilliant. That is something that's been needed for years. I made the mistake one year at a party at my house of using Sharpie markers on my crystal, and it never came off.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, I learned that, hey, it seemed like a great idea one bottle in. And
but
after
you know
that,
to get it out, I had, after Don Acoria, the vodka was, you know, the skullhead shaped bottle.
Yeah.
And so I had him sign the bottle, right, with a Sharpie. And then I said, well, I want to keep the signature on the bottle, so I'm going to put air spray on it. Well, you know, the air spray just killed the entire stuff. So just use air spray next time you want to remove your Sharpie on stemware.
Okay. Now, see, that's brilliant. You actually are trying to keep your Sharpie on there, and you destroyed it. I'm trying to get rid of it. You and I really do need to get together on these kind of things.
Yeah.
Well, you have definitely thought some things out. Great for entertaining all the way around, and it has been a joy to have you on the show. We will certainly have a link to Gaio.com so people can find the amazing gifts that you have. And hopefully down the road, maybe as we get into 2017, we can sweet talk you into coming back on the show and talking about dining in restaurants and how to pair your wine along with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Let's have a nice bottle, and then maybe you got me drunk and I can come back on the show.
Count on it. Absolutely count on it. Well, Sophie, thank you again. Hey, we're going to take a quick break on The Crush. When we return, we will wrap up our gift-giving holiday extravaganza and give you ideas on how to get through your holiday season from this point on.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. That's 800-915-9734.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
We continue with another exciting episode of The Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. That wonderful and charming gift guide, Miss Sophie Gallo. Absolutely great to have her on the show. And you have to think about it. That is brilliant. You've considered all points of the wine lover. You have actually, from carrying to storing to opening to canting to drinking. I like it. And it's a hell of a note that out of all of that, I took away with the wine marker. But then again, I look for the strange things, and we know that.
So you used a Sharpie on your what? She kind of went, huh?
Yeah. It just seemed like a great idea. Well, I had a whole bunch of the Riedel Crystal O's, and everyone kept getting them messed up. And then we had a red Sharpie marker, and we thought, we'll just write on them. And, well, we had all had the same experience with Sharpies and figured it would come off, and it didn't. So
you were more than one bottle in by that time, weren't you?
Maybe a bottle and a couple glasses. How about that? All right. So, of course, we are slowly wrapping up the crush here today. But I did want to hopefully give you some great, thoughtful ideas for your gift giving. I do have one more for you. It's real quick, but it's for your, I don't know, whether it's your work friends or whether it's for not the very close friends that you want to invite to your house. It's a Jingle All the Way box, and I think that this would just be perfect. Again, I'm stuck on the boxes. Go get a box. Go get some tissue paper. Right now, we've discussed it all along on the year. There's some great canned wines out there. Whether you're looking at Barefoot Flip Flop, whether you're going to get in Sofia, whether you're going to get in some of the higher labels, get some cans. So you get the cans, maybe five or six of them, four, even if you want to do two or three, a red and a white. So you put the little cans in there. You put some bells. You can go to your local craft store, you know, just typical bells like you would have, I don't know, sewn on an elf costume if you actually were into bells. Put it all in a box, wrap it up, and your card that you put on top of it can be Shake Me. And then, of course, I would recommend not using sparkling wine in the cans. But this way, of course, you have a cute package. It'll jingle, it'll jangle. And that way you have your bells and cans and you can jingle all the way. And there's your Jingle All the Way stocking stuffer little idea. For the record, too, for those of you, you see a lot of your retailers doing this now. Don't forget your cans and your single serves, particularly when you're looking at Prosecco and Champagne. Those little bottles make great stocking stuffer, great admin gifts, and fun little things. Because after all, remember, you drove me to drink. As always, here on The Crush, reminding for you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.